Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This time last year, when schools were trying to figure out how to operate during a pandemic, standardized testing was put on hold. Well, this week, state and federal testing has resumed, and it's igniting a long-standing battle over whether these kinds of tests should be used to measure students' abilities. Seth Lavin is a principal of an elementary school in Chicago, and he recently wrote about this for the publication Chalkbeat Chicago. Principal, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. I suspect you've always felt strongly about the value of standardized tests, but how has this pandemic brought this into focus for you?
Yeah, I think anybody who experienced this pandemic connected to schools and saw the impact that it had on children and on their families and on their teachers feels an urgency of coming out of it better. And so coming out of the pandemic and watching kids come into the building and take this state test, as in some cases, the first thing they've done in a school building in 14 months, it feels more urgent than ever to say out loud, this is wrong.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. As you said, your students will be taking the state tests just a couple of weeks after returning to school in person. President Biden said federal standardized testing must be given this year. In your article, you paint this heartbreaking picture of your own children, your two boys still dealing with the impacts of a disrupted year, sitting in an empty gym for 6 hours taking a standardized test. How would you like the students' progress to be measured?
A great question. And I think it gets to a misconception some people have. I mean, to be anti-high-stakes testing, and in particular, to be anti-high-stakes testing now, is not the same thing as being anti-assessment. We need to connect to our kids about where they've been and where they are and where they want to be. And none of that is something that we're going to learn from kids taking a multiple choice test for 6 hours.
Well, the argument for testing students this year in particular is that the results will give educators a handle on how far behind students are during this pandemic year. Wouldn't that information be helpful to you as an educator?
Sure. That's something that you have to do in the classroom, led by the teacher in a conscientious way that makes kids feel safe and engaged. And the teachers need to see the kids doing that work and understand how the kids are doing the work that they're doing in order to learn where they are and what they need. And that's just not what state testing gives us. The results that you get from state testing, you don't get for weeks and weeks later. These are accountability tests. And so the whole thing is bound up in evaluation of everybody involved, which means that it's very difficult to look at the results and learn anything from them because everybody's relationship to them is so fear-based. And the other thing is we're still in the pandemic. And so kids who are at home, the half of our kids who haven't returned yet, they're supposed to come in to the building to take this test, you know, and many of them didn't. And so if we're supposed to be able to look at these numbers and make some sort of global statement about how kids are doing, we just aren't able to.
What I'm hearing from you, Principal, is that now is as good a time as any to try something new.
You are right. For 20 years, there's been this pressure to make test scores go up in order to be good. That is the driving force of the school reform movement. And it works. It gets schools to change themselves into places that makes scores go up. And the problem is we've tricked ourselves into thinking that making scores go up is the same thing as being good. And in the pandemic, that whole machine broke. We have not been testing students. We have not been pushing forward test-based evaluations. There is a tremendous opportunity right now to rethink and renew and to change.
As you know, the opt-out movement is strong. We've actually seen some progress over the years on efforts to make things like scoring formulas more transparent.
Sure.
But ultimately, we are just a ways away from what you're talking about, from getting rid of standardized testing. With that, how are you preparing your students and your own children for the tests that they have to take ahead? Because the reality is they are going to have to do this, even though you feel very strongly, and I'm sure you've had lots of conversations with educators and parents.
Sure, sure. I mean, you have to be real with kids. Kids are smart. Kids are humans. People need to know what they're experiencing and what's ahead of them and what the stakes are. It's not empowering of me to withhold that information from anybody. And so you tell kids, honestly, we're not going to have class tomorrow. Instead, this is what you're going to do. Here's what it means. Here's what it doesn't mean. Do the best that you can. And the other thing I would say is, again, being against the test is not saying we don't want to be challenged and we don't want to grow and we don't want to feel compelled to be better for our students. We do. It's a way of saying, let's talk honestly and clearly about what that means and what that doesn't mean, and let's do it in the right way for our kids and for ourselves. I want our kids in schools that are preparing them to make the world better. And I think there's a way in which the weight of the test score movement stops that.
That's Seth Lavin, an elementary school principal in Chicago. Principal, thank you so much for this conversation.
Sure. Thank you so much.